all. Don Juan remarked that my animal fright was always out of measure, that I had to struggle to bring it under control, but that, all in all, I had behaved very well. I had seen Genaro's dreaming body as it really is, a blob of light. I asked him how he was so sure I had done that. He replied that he had seen my assemblage point first move toward its normal setting in order to compensate for my fright, and then move deeper into the left, beyond the point where there are no doubts. At that position, there is only one thing one can see, blobs of energy, he went on. But from heightened awareness to that other point deeper to the left side, it is only a short hop. The real feat is to make the assemblage point shift from its normal setting to the point of no doubt. He added that we still had an appointment with Genaro's dreaming body in the fields around the house while I was in normal awareness. When we were back in Silvio Manuel's house, Don Juan said that Genaro's proficiency with the dreaming body was a very minor affair compared with what the old seers did with it. You'll see that very soon, he said with an ominous tone, then laughed. I questioned him about it with mounting fear, and that only evoked more laughter. He finally stopped and said that he was going to talk about the way the new seers got to the dreaming body and the way they used it. The old seers were after a perfect replica of the body, he continued, and they nearly succeeded in getting one. The only thing they never could copy was the eyes. Instead of eyes, the dreaming body has just the glow of awareness. You never realized that before when Genaro used to show you his dreaming body. The new seers could not care less about a perfect replica of the body. In fact, they're not even interested in copying the body at all. But they have kept just the name, dreaming body, to mean a feeling, a surge of energy that is transported by the movement of the assemblage point to any place in this world, or to any place in the seven worlds available to man. Don Juan then outlined the procedure for getting to the dreaming body. He said that it starts with an initial act, which by the fact of being sustained breeds unbending intent. Unbending intent leads to internal silence, and internal silence to the inner strength needed to make the assemblage point shift in dreams to suitable positions. He called the sequence the groundwork. The development of control comes after the groundwork has been completed. It consists of systematically maintaining the dreaming position by doggedly holding on to the vision of the dream. Steady practice results in a great facility to hold new dreaming positions with new dreams, not so much because one gains deliberate control with practice, but because every time this control is exercised, the inner strength gets fortified. Fortified inner strength, in turn, makes the assemblage point shift into dreaming positions which are more and more suitable to fostering sobriety. In other words, dreams by themselves become more and more manageable, even orderly. The development of dreamers is indirect, he went on. That's why the new seers believed we can do dreaming by ourselves, alone. Since dreaming uses a natural, built-in shift of the assemblage point, we should need no one to help us. What we badly need is sobriety, and no one can give it to us or help us get it except ourselves. Without it, the shift of the assemblage point is chaotic, as our ordinary dreams are chaotic. So all in all, the procedure to get to the dreaming body is impeccability in our daily life. Don Juan explained that once sobriety is acquired and the dreaming positions become increasingly stronger, the next step is to wake up at any dreaming position. He remarked that the maneuver, although made to sound simple, was really a very complex affair, so complex that it requires not only sobriety but all the attributes of warriorship as well, especially intent. I asked him how intent helps seers wake up at a dreaming position. He replied that intent, being the most sophisticated control of the force of alignment, is what maintains, through the dreamer's sobriety, the alignment of whatever emanations have been lit up by the movement of the assemblage point. Don Juan said that there is one more formidable pitfall of dreaming: the very strength of the dreaming body. For example, it is very easy for the dreaming body to gaze at the eagle's emanations uninterruptedly for long periods of time, but it is also very easy in the end for the dreaming body to be totally consumed by them. Seers who gazed at the eagle's emanations without their dreaming bodies died. Those who gazed at them with their dreaming bodies burned with the fire from within. The new seers solved the problem by seeing in teams. While one seer gazed at the emanations, others stood by ready to end the seeing. How did the new seers see in teams? I asked.
They dreamed together, he replied. As you yourself know, it's perfectly possible for a group of seers to activate the same unused emanations, and in this case also, there are no known steps. It just happens. There is no technique to follow.
He added that in dreaming together, something in us takes the lead, and suddenly we find ourselves sharing the same view with other dreamers. What happens is that our human condition makes us focus the glow of awareness automatically on the same emanations that other human beings are using. We adjust the position of our assemblage points to fit the others around us. We do that on the right side in our ordinary perception, and we also do it on the left side while dreaming together. Chapter 12. The Nagual Julian. There was a strange excitement in the house. All the seers of Don Juan's party seemed to be so elated that they were actually absent-minded, a thing that I had never witnessed before. Their usual high level of energy appeared to have increased. I became very apprehensive. I asked Don Juan about it. He took me to the back patio. We walked in silence for a moment. He said that the time was getting